Okay, Rabbi, so we're in the middle of Tosfos. We're in the middle of Tosfos, the Osav of Beitos Yoimen. So Tosfos has a problem in the sugya. The Gemara says, the Gemara is mechalak between the Gadol HaBayis, in the case of Holoch Gadol HaBayis, the basic first. So the Gemara is mechalak whether he came to Gimel or he came to Achag Gimel. Taisha says, why is it totally in Gimel? Halach is like Rav Shimon. Siruf is even La'achah Gimel. Shiv is even if he came B'yom Zayin. So in order to answer this kasha, Taisha presents a new parish of the Ri. The parish of the Ri has two elements. First of all, the Ri says, we'll have to see also why the Ri needs both elements to answer this to answer the kasha that we'll have to address. But in any event, the parish has two elements. The first element is that a holich lebeis hakvaros is not so readily mitztaref, since he already knows about the avelus, so it's harder for him to be mitztaref. Person is bomen aderech, doesn't know about the avelus at all. He's botel legabayu. He's more mitztaref, more easily. The holich lebeis hakvaros already knows about the avelus. He's coming in already knowing about the avelus, so he's not so easily. Not so easily bottle the gabayo. Came in the yod of Hayavelus. So he's not so easily bottle the gabayo. So therefore, and therefore, since he's not so readily bottle the gabayo, since he already knows about the Avelus, so therefore, he can only be mitzaref if he came to Teich Gimel. Teich Gimel, it's easier to be mitzaref. Teich Gimel is a mile in Siruf. So a person who already knows about the Velas can't be mitzaref Teich Zayin, it can only be mitzaref Teich Gimel. You have Ka'enze in the Rosh. The Rosh has a Svara, which we pass in the Halacha, that once he knows about the Velas, he's not mitzaref at all. That's the Halacha Shulchan Aruch. A person who once, if he was informed about the Velas, he's altogether not mitzaref even if he comes later. So the Ri doesn't go so far. The Ri holds, no, he could be mitztaref, but he could only be mitztaref Teich Gimel. So that's why this Holoch Lebeis HaGvaros could only be mitztaref Teich Gimel. That's element number one of the Ri's parish. And then element number two is that the Shail of the Sugya, the Bay of the Sugya, is not about that. The din that the Gadol HaBayis, who was Holoch Lebeis HaGvaros, is mitztaref if he comes to Teich Gimel, that was poshut to the Gemara. Loyal Zayin Adonim, that's not the subject of the Bay. The subject of the bayah is something else entirely. The subject of the bayah is if when an acher comes min aderech and he comes into the bayah and the Gadol HaBayis is not home because the Gadol HaBayis happens to be that it was Holoch Lebeis HaGvaros. So do I say that the acher is not mistarf because it's not motzo Gadol HaBayis for bayah? Or do I say no, since the Gadol HaBayis is shayach to the Savelus, yod b'vay Avelus v'shayach, but he has a shayach to the Savelus, he's involved with the Savelus. He went off to the Beis HaKvaros, but he knows about it, he's connected to it, he's involved with it. So maybe that's called Kiman Dahavi Bevesi, maybe that's called Motzo Gadol HaBayis Bebayis. And that's the subject matter of the Bayah, and that the Gemara is Poshut, that he is Mistarif, on condition that the Gadol HaBayis came back in time, that the Gadol HaBayis himself is Moin Limon. Then the Acha could be Mistarif. So it's Meduyik from the Lashon of Tosfos that the basis of the bayah, the reason why we have a tzad that maybe this acher could be mitztaref, even though the Gadol HaBayis is not home, is not because the Gadol HaBayis is going to come back and be moin le'imoyim. It's not because the Gadol HaBayis himself is soifi le'itztaref. That comes up later in the Gemara's chilukim, after the Gemara says that he is mitztaref, and the Gemara's mechalek, teich gimel, la'ach gimel, that has to do with the fact that we're mechadish in those chilukim that the Gadol HaBayis has to also be moin le'imoyim in order for this to happen. But that wasn't the bayah itself. The bayah itself was not the acher comes and the Gadol HaBayis not home, but the Gadol HaBayis is eventually going to come home and be moin le'imoyim and going to be mitztaref. So maybe that's enough that it should be called that the Gadol HaBayis is b'bayis. No, that's not true. The reason that's not the svar. The svar is not the fact that the Gadol HaBayis is soifer le'itztaref. The svara, that's not the subject of the baya. The subject of the baya is, can the ach, is it, since the Gadol HaBayis is yod b'hay avelus v'shayach bo, nothing to do with the minyan, but it's just yod b'hay avelus v'shayach bo, maybe that's sufficient for the acher to be mitztaref to this bayis. We can learn from Tosfos. Let's see, in the narrow lines. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, read it from the beginning. It's in the narrow lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up from the last narrow line. Vahi Pirush, Boilu Holoch on the Bayas the Basic Floris, Pirish, Holoch the Lavis Mesa the Yacheris, the cover Shomau, Maushe, Mini Mom, Isis Shaboy to Lavalem Shabirsha Mespa, Mini Mom, Afrikan Gottle Abyss, Mim Aloy. The Hoda Bain and Gottle Abyss, Babayas, Limuti Hai Namika Osi, is this also called that it's not Motsa Gottle Abyss, Babayas? Afrikan the Yoda by Availus for Shaikhba. I do Molly Osli Muti and Hechadis Gottle Abyss, Kuducta Harisi, the Yoda by Availus Cloud. Aval holach lebeisek foras came in the yoda b'hai avelus choshev avelus into iker ubotel oirich legamayim. There's not a word over here about the gadol abayis himself being mayni mayim and not being mayni mayim. In the original baya, that's not a factor. The original baya, more doesn't think that it doesn't know that it makes a difference whether or not the gadol abayis is mayni mayim. The point is, this is a bias with the gadol abayis is shayach b'hai avelus. Shayach Bavelus v'yodavah, he's also involved with this same Avelus. Maybe that's called that it's a bias that has it's a Godel Abayis to Gabayis, and he isn't star. Or maybe not. At the end of the day, the Godel Abayis is not here. But it's not in the Baya, it's not because the Godel Abayis is going to come back and he's going to be soifully at star. And the emissary, I think it was Mukhuk to Taisus that way. Because if the Baya was just based on the fact that the Godel Abayis is going to come back and he's going to be mitzvah, then why does the Baya have to set up the case that it was Holoch Godel Abayis to Beisach Floris? Why not have a baya? Person comes and the gadol abayis is not home, but the gadol abayis comes in later at the end of the avelus b'min aderech. We'll see later. Taisus holds, the re holds that the gadol abayis then is also mistar. He's if I can, he's even more mistar because he doesn't know about the avelus, so he's batul l'gabayi. We'll see in the hemshach Taisus. So why can't that be the baya l'gemara? An acher comes, gadol abayis not home, but he's soifu l'tzar. So next day the gadol abayis will walk in, doesn't know about the avelus, and it'll be mistar. The answer is that's poshut that it's not that it doesn't work. In that case, right now when the achad came, the gadol abayis had no shayches to this bias. Lo yod the baya avelus, lo yashayech ba. He was off baderech. It's not going to help that the gadol abayis is coming later and be mitzarev. Later is later. Right now when the achad came, it's loy motzu gadol abayis bebayis. The baya of the gemara is only in the case where it's holach gadol abayis bebesakvoros. Not just that the gadol abayis is soifel itzarev. That's not enough. The Gadol Abayis is Yod of Avelis v'Shayach Bo. He's involved with the Avelis, he's in the top with the mace. So maybe that gives him a presence here in the Bayis. Maybe that's called Matzah Gadol Abayis v'Bayis. So the Gemara answers that he is. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu Holoch Gadol Abayis v'Bayis HaKvaris Moinei Moin. But then the Gemara says in the Brisa, "Moin la'atzmai." So Gemara says, "Kan peich gimel, kan lacha gimel." So how's Tosfos masbe that? So Tosfos says, "Why over here is it tali and peich gimel and lacha gimel?" So Tosfos explains what the Gemara is really saying is that even though when the Gadol Habayis is holoch lebeis hakvaras, it's kilu is here because he's yod abay avelus v'shayach bo, that still remains a factor. But there's another condition. It's not enough that the Gadol Habayis was yod abay avelus v'shayach bo. We also need that the Gadol Abayis, when he came back, was Moinei Moim. If when the Gadol Abayis returns, he's not going to be Moinei Moim, then it can't be called his Bayis. And the Acher can't be Mitzar. So we're adding another condition. Yod Abayis v'Shayach Bo. And in addition, it has to be that the Gadol Abayis comes back in time that he's Moinei Moim. And what's called coming back in time? Toich Gimel. Why Toich Gimel? Why not Toich Zayin? Says the Ri, and this is the other element of the Ri's pshat. Says the Ri that here Teich Zayin is not enough, because since the Gadol Habayis Teich Zayin only works by somebody who comes min aderech, where he doesn't know about the avelus and he's botul gabayu. So when he's coming derech bittul, it's starfish that's derech bittul. He doesn't know about the avelus and he's botul gabayu. That could be a Teich Zayin. Doesn't need Teich Gimel. But here, when the Gadol Habayis went off to the Beis Hakvaras, and he's coming back, his tzirif is not derech bittul, because he knew about the avelus. He can't be mitzar of derech bittul. Since he's not being mitzar of derech bittul, he can only be mitzar of toich gimel. And Taisus says that Huadin, another person who came back from the Beis HaKloros, it's not only Gadol HaBayis, any person who went off to the Beis HaKloros, so he knew about the Avelus, and now he comes back and he wants to be Mitztarif to the Gadol HaBayis. Let's say the Gadol HaBayis was home. Says the Ri, he's only Mitztarif Toich Gimel. So he's Mitztarif Toich Gimel. If it's not Toich Gimel, he's not Mitztarif. Because since he already knows about the Avelus, so his Tzirif is not going to be able to be Derech Bittel. A Tzirif that's not Derech Bittel can only be Toich Gimel. So now I have a shaila in din. Lefi this sheet of the Ri. So what does it say over here? He says an acher has who's a regular person who comes min aderech. So he's la yoda by avelus. So he's mistarf toich zayin because he's botel gabayo. That's a tzirif of derech bittul that could be toich zayin. But a person who comes from the Beis HaKloros, whether he's a gadol habayis himself or whether he's an acher, comes from the Beis HaKloros. That's not a tzirif of derech bittul. Because he already knows about the Avelus. That's a tzirif that's not derech bittul, it's not botel gabayu. That kind of tzirif can only be toich gimel. So what's the din if a gadol habayis comes min aderech, so he doesn't know about the Avelus? Could he be mitzarif also toich zayin? Because he's botel gabayu? Or maybe a Gadol HaBayis can never have that tzirif of Batul HaGabayo, because how can he be Batul HaGabayo? He's the Gadol HaBayis, he's the Iker. It's not made explicit in Tosfos. What Tosfos tells me, there's two kinds of bittul. There's a bittul of, there's two kinds of tzirif, rather. There's a tzirif of Derech Bittul, Batul HaGabayo, where he doesn't know about the Avelus. And that's Toch Zayin, according to Reb Shimon, that's how he passed. And then there's a different kind of tzirif. A tzirif of a person who knows about the Avelus. A tzirif of a person who went to the Beis HaKloros and knows about the Avelus. That kind of tzirif is not derech bittul, not botel l'gabayu. That kind of tzirif can only take place toich gimel. And that kind of tzirif of toich gimel could be the Gadol HaBayis, like in the Gemara's case, or could be anybody who comes toich gimel, anybody who knows about the Avelus, his only option for tzirif is not a bittul dikat tzirif, because he knows about the Avelus. He can't have botel l'gabayu. He needs a non-bittul kind of tzirif, or a less bittul kind of tzirif, he needs the tzirif of Toich Gimel. So what says explicit in Tosfos, what's explicit in Tosfos is, that Toich Gimel, that's a tzirif that doesn't need bittul. So it could be even Yod Lamei Avelus, even a person who knows about the Avelus could have that kind of tzirif. Toich Gimel, you don't need the bittul of bottle of gabayo, you don't need the La Yod Lamei Avelus, because it's Toich Gimel. And that kind of tzirif is available to another person who went to the Beis HaKloros, to a Gadol HaBayis who went to the Beis HaKloros. It's available to anybody. Toich Zayin, the only tzirif that works Toich Zayin is a tzirif of Batul L'Gabayu. Lo Yodu Min Avelus is Batul L'Gabayu. And therefore, an Acher who's Bo Min Aderech, he doesn't know about the Avelus, is Batul L'Gabayu, he could be Mitzarif Toich Zayin. But what about a Gadol HaBayis who's Bo Min Aderech? And he's also Lo Yodu Min Avelus. Can he also be mitztarif toich zayin because he's bottle l'gabayim? Or no, maybe the bittul, the tzirif of bottle l'gabayim is altogether not open, not available to a gadol habayis, because how could a gadol habayis be bottle l'gabayim? So what does Olam say? In Mefurish and Tosfos now, I think we could be machriyachet from the Cheshbon of Tosfos, but it's not Mefurish and Tosfos. Yeah, that might be the top tesis, but totally had to be gerus on the top tesis, like the rashash or the opposite of the rashash. We're going to revisit that because now it's going to come up again. So I have a raya. Like the olim hears the shaila, because I want to be sure the olim hears the hakira. Which case?
When Tosfos presents himself, it can only be a Gadol HaBayis Bavayis.
Mm-hmm. That's a regular Bo Min Aderech. The Acher is a regular, but the Acher is coming to Zayin, not to Gimel. The Acher is a regular Bo Min Aderech. He wants to be Batul HaGabayis, but there's a condition. It has to be Motzu Gadol HaBayis Bavayis. Is this Motzu Gadol HaBayis Bavayis? Yod HaBayis V'Shayach Bo, maybe he's Bavayis.
It has to be a simple Shabbos, is it? Because Gadol HaBayis comes to not either.
If what?
Who knows from that understanding is that Gadol HaBayis is coming, Gadol HaBayis is not.
I'm not sure what you're saying. The Acher is coming min aderech. He's batul l'gabayim. and condition that there's actually got a levayas to be bottom too.
So what's the levayas?
So the original levay was, we don't even, maybe it doesn't even matter if he's counting with him or not, but he's yod levay avelis v'shayechva. The Gemara says no, that's not. The Gemara's pashut that only works if he's also the, if it's also the gadol bayis is minor with them. How can the gadol bayis be minor with them? He went off to the basic kvaris. He knows about the avelis. How can he come back and be b'mstarif to them? Tachimul, because tachimul is a tsirif that doesn't need batul l'gabayim. So I'm asking that tsirif. What I'm clearing is the tsirif that does need batul l'gabayim. The tsirif of teich zayin of abomin aderech. The tzirif that works even after Gimel, because he's batul l'gabayim, because he doesn't know about the veils, is that kind of tzirif available to the gadol habayis also? Or maybe that kind of tzirif is only available to a younger brother. The gadol habayis doesn't have that kind of tzirif, because he can never be batul l'gabayim. So I have a raya pshuta. If we'll say that a gadol habayis can never be batul l'gabayim, it's just not available to him, because he's the ikir, how could he be batul l'gabayim? Then it's going to mean that a gadol habayis is never mitzarif except teich gimel. The only tzirif that's available to a gadol habayis is a teich gimel dekatzirif, which doesn't need batul l'gabayim. But a teich zayin dekatzirif is not available to a gadol habayis. So if that's the case, so when Tosfos wants to explain the Gemara, why over here you need gimel, so what does Tosfos have to invent this new svara, that since he knows about the avelu, so he can't be batul l'gabayim, that's why you have to have teich gimel? Why does Tosfos have to invent new things? Why didn't Taisa say Poshut? Since the person here who wants the, since we're talking about the Gadol Habayis being Mitztarif, and a Gadol Habayis is never Batul L'Gabayim, so a Gadol Habayis can only be Mitztarif Teich Gimel. There's a big yisoid in the yeshivas, a major principle of Lumbus, is called Occam's Razor. Which is, we don't have to invent new ideas that aren't necessary for the cheshbon of the sugya. What do Tosfos have to invent this new notion? A guy goes to the Beis HaKfaris. Before this, Tosfos didn't know about such a notion. A guy goes to the Beis HaKfaris, he's Yodah by Avelus, and therefore he can only mistarif Teich Gimel, not Lach Gimel. Forget that. I don't need that. Tosfos should have said, Poshut, since we're talking about a Gadol Habayis, a Gadol Habayis is not, can't be Batul L'Gabayu, so he can't be mistarif Teich Zayin. He can only mistarif Teich Gimel. That would be fine. And we didn't need anything more. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, no, here the nekud is that he went, because he went to the Beis HaKfaris, he knew about the Avelus, therefore he can't be Batul L'Gabayim. So Meduyik in Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that a Gadol Habayis is Boman Aderech, is Mitztarif Teich Zayin. He could be Batul L'Gabayim. The reason why, and he would have the Tzirif of Teich Zayin. The reason why here he has to come to Gimel is not because he's a Gadol Habayis. The reason why he has to come to Gimel is because he went to the Beis HaKfaris. It's clear in Tosfos, that's exactly what Tosfos says. The reason why this Gadol Habayis is only Mitztarif Teich Gimel is not because he's a Gadol Habayis. The reason why he needs Teich Gimel is because he's a Yodah by Avelus. But if it would be a Lo Yodah by Avelus, then he could be Mitztarif Teich Zayin too, he could be Batul L'Gabayim. Yeah. Excuse me? Right. Everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. Because the Gemara says that's the problem we're trying to resolve. The Gemara says that he came to Teich Gimel. What? No, the Gemara says that the Gadol Habayis himself, when he comes back from the Beis HaKfaris, is Moini Moim, but only Teich Gimel. So the question is, why only Teich Gimel? Why not Teich Zayin? Right. So Tosfos says, because he knows about the Avelus. So therefore he can't be Batul L'Gabayim. Why didn't Tosfos say simpler? He needs to come to Teich Gimel because since he's a Gadol Habayis, he can't be Batul L'Gabayim. I mean, why didn't the Gemara give a case where Gadol Habayis came in Aderech? Right. The Gadol Habayis came in Aderech. No, because if the Gadol Habayis comes min aderech, then it's not Yodah by Avelus v'shayech bo. Then the Acher is for sure not Motzeh Gadol Habayis v'bayis. In order for the Acher to be called Motzeh Gadol Habayis v'bayis, I need that the Gadol Habayis is Yodah by Avelus v'shayech bo. So that's why I need Holoch L'Beis HaKfaris. I need the Holoch L'Beis HaKfaris for the Acher. The Acher doesn't find the God of the Bayis home. So why is the God of the Bayis maybe Yehom? Because he was Halach Lebeis HaKloros, he's Shaykh to this Avelos. That's the Gemara's Bayim. So the Gemara answers, but he has to also, but the God of the Bayis also has to be Moinu Moim for it to work. So Taisa says, and to be Moinu Moim, why does he need Gimel? So Taisa says, because he doesn't know about, because he already knows about the Avelos. Why? Typically, that he's a God of the Bayis. It's not going to be any better if we say the other side of my chakir. The other side of my sophic is that a God of the Bayis, Habom and Aderech, is never mitzarev. Because he never has the he never has the. Excuse me. But the other Tanakh Hakir is that Toch Zayin, the God of the Bayis, is never mitzarev. It's still going to be a question. Why does it have to say basic for us? It says basic for us for the Acher. Anyway, Mikitzer. So I think this is a Hechuch. I think there's a Hechuch here in Tosis. That that Tosis is going now, the Riyah is going, that a God of Abayis could be Mitztar. A God of Abayis could be Mitztar to Zayin. The Bittel of Eino Yodea about, he doesn't know about the veils, and therefore he's a Bottle of Gabayu, a God of Abayis also has that. And if a God of Abayis was born in Aderech, and doesn't know about the Avelus, and therefore could be brought to the Gabayu, it will be Mitztarev Toich Zayin. Only here, we went to the basic Kvoros, so he's a Yodavai Avelus, then it's more strict, then he has to come Toich Gim. Yes, so somebody pointed out, this bears on the Toisus. So first, what's the Svar, though? What's the Svar? How could a God of Abayis be brought to the Gabayu? Well, Chorin Svar, that's hard to understand. How could a God of Abayis have the Tzirif of brought to the Gabayu? How can he be Batul Gabayu? The whole serif is that he's the God of Labayas. So what does it even mean that he's going to be Batul Gabayu? From some of the answers are going to have to be that the answer is going to have to be that of course, as far as what makes the bias into one bias, it's the fact that he's the Iker. He's the Iker HaBayas and therefore you have a bias. That's the way that Tzirif works. But as far as the minion is concerned, the reason why he takes on their minion is because he's bottled Lagabayu. He's bottled to their minion. They knew about the Avelus first. The minion is counted from the people on the basis of the people who knew about the Avelus, not on the basis of the person who didn't know about the Avelus. And that's what Tosfos says, that they're Tchilas HaAvelus V'Ikarei, since he did not know about the Avelus. And he knows about the Avelus. Lashon HaTosfos says, they're Tchilas HaAvelus V'Ikarei. The Tchilas HaAvelus depends on the people who knew about the Avelus. Not, even though they're not the Gadol HaBayis. So he's mitzarev to them. What makes it one bias is that he's the Ikir and they're the Tzeirim. And they're Nismacholov. But the fact that he can be Meini Mohim, he can take up their minion, that's because Le'inyin the minion, since they knew about the Avelus, they're Tchilas HaAvelus V'Ikarei, and his minion is Bokal to their minion. That component of that, I think, is mavur in Tosfos that there is such a kind of tzira for a God of Labayis. So, as somebody pointed, as David pointed out before, this bears on the previous Tosfos. In the previous Tosfos, we had two different gersoys. Tosfos had a svar over there that yesh litan tam loymer shu meine. Then we have, I don't know if the word is levadoy or imoyim. We had two different gersoys. We had the Rashash's gersoy. We had an anti Rashash's gersoy. The Tosfos before in the gersoys we had a planta, but Tosfos over there had a svar yesh litan tam loymer shu imoyne. Take your pick. So the Rashash reads the Tosfos the way we have printed. The God of Labayis, since he doesn't know about the Avelus, is Moina Levadoi. Meaning, he can't be the Iker since he doesn't know about the Avelus. That's how the Rashash is reading the Tosfos. Since the God of Labayis wants to be the Iker for the Tzirif to happen, and he can't be the Iker because he's Eino Yedea Avelus, so therefore he's Moina Latzmi, not Moina Imoyim. But in light of the Tosfos now, we could be Magia the other way in Tosfos. The way I suggested yesterday, that maybe we can Magia the opposite of the Rashash. I don't want to go through now the whole Cheshbon. But we could Magia the opposite way. The opposite of what it says. Yesh litan tam leimashu mayne imoim. Hoyle leine de ha'avelus. Mamish like the sheet of the Riyan in this Tosfos. That Abom and Aderech, since he doesn't know the Avelus, so he's Botel Agabayu in the Minyan, and therefore he's mayne imoim. Okay, so now let's just take a step back and let's look again at the sheet of the Ri. So what do we have here in the sheet of the Ri? What's his mahalach here in the Gemara? So the reason Mahalach in the Gemara is the Baya of the Gemara is not about the Godel Habayis. The Baya of the Gemara is about the Acher who comes and doesn't find the Godel Habayis home. The din of the Godel Habayis is not the Gemara's question. We know what the din of the Godel Habayis is. The din of the Godel Habayis himself is that if he comes, the din of the Godel Habayis himself is that if he comes min haderech, he's giving his tariff to Chzayim because he's batel gabayim. But if he's holach lebeis hakvaros, so then he's not batel. Then he knows about the avelus. Then he can't be batel gabayim. So then he can't, Teich Zayin is not going to work, but if he comes Teich Gimel, it could be Moin Eimar. That's the din of the Gadol Abayis himself was Holoch Lebeis HaKfaris. But that's not the question of the Gemara. The Bay of the Gemara is this other fellow, the younger brother, who came, let's say Teich Zayin, and the or whatever, he comes during the Avelus, and he comes before the Gadol Abayis is back, and Slei Motz is Gadol Abayis Babayis, is that called Loi Motz Gadol Abayis Babayis? Or do I say no? Since the Godel Habayis is Yod Habayi Avelis V'Shayach Bo, so maybe he could be Mitztar. So the Gemara says, Toshma Adom Rav Yechanan, Moine Yimoyim, since the Godel Habayis is Yod Habayi Avelis V'Shayach Bo, it's called Motze Godel Habayis V'Bayis, and the younger brother is Mitztar. But the Gemara is from another Bryce that says the opposite. So the Gemara says, the answer is, because there's another condition. It's not enough that the Godel Habayis is Shayach to this Avelis. I also need that the Godel Habayis should actually be Moine Yimoyim. The Godel Habayis should be Moine with this Avelis, with this Bayis. And in order for that to happen, the Godel Habayis has to come back to Teich Gimel. Because since he's a person who's not Batel Gabayim, who knows about the Avelus, so he has to come back to Teich Gimel in order to be Moine Yimoyim. If the Godel Habayis will come back to Teich Gimel, then he'll be able to be Moine Yimoyim. Then the person who came and he didn't find the Godel Habayis home will be able to say, yeah, but the Godel Habayis was Shayach to the Avelus, Yodah by Avelus, Shayach Bo, and he taka turns out to be Moine Yimoyim. So this is a Bayis that has a Godel Habayis, and the Acher is able to be Mitztar. That's the reason Mahalach in the Gemara, and this was all invented by the Ri in order to solve the problem of why the Gemara says that you need Teich Gimel and not Teich Zayin. So I want to understand, just to understand the pshat over here. Why did the Ri need such a complicated pshat? Up till now, the previous Taisus, Rashi, the earlier Taisus initially, had a very simple understanding of Gemara. Holach Godel Habayis the Beis HaKfaris, it's a shaila about the Godel Habayis himself. And the only problem Taisus had is, but why is it Gimel? It should be Zayin. And it's to solve that problem that Taisus, that's how it sounds from the Hatzos HaDvarim of Taisus, it's to solve that problem that Taisus gives us this new and much more elaborate shot of the Ri. So the Chayra, I don't understand. Why did the Ri need this whole elaborate shot to solve the problem of Gimel? It's like using a cannon. He should have said a pasha to teres with the same lumdus that he says anyway. La'olam, the shaila is about the Godel Habayis. The Godel Habayis went to the Beis HaKfaris, and now he comes back, and the shaila is, could the Godel Habayis be Mitztar? Godel Habayis, the way Tosfos are initially presented, how did Tosfos at the top of the Amud present the Shaila? A Godel Habayis ordinarily is not Mitztarf. Because the Godel is not Mitztarf to a Kotel. But here the Shaila is, since he was Holoch Lebeis HaKfaris, so he was also B'tzrochi HaMeis, maybe he's more able to be Mitztarf. Since he's more able to be Mitztarf, since he was also B'tzrochi HaMeis, so maybe he could be Mitztarf. Maybe Holoch Lebeis HaKfaris is a Maila could be Mitztarf. That was the original Pshat. The question, and the answer is yes, he could, but Teich Gimel. What was the problem? But why Teich Gimel? It should be Teich Zayin. So why not say, the answer is, because here, since he knows about the Avelus, he can't be Batel Gabayim, and therefore you have to have Teich Gimel. Let's read the whole Gemara, like Tosfos initially read the Gemara, at the top of the Omud, the way Rashi read the Gemara, the way Tosfos initially read the Gemara. We'll just add this new lumdus that Tosfos is giving us, that a person who knows about the Avelus is only Mitztarf Teich Gimel, not Teich Zayin, because he can't be Batel Gabayim. And we'll read the Gemara like that. And again, the Gemara will read, the Gemara assumes a Godel Habayis ordinarily is not Mitztarf. But here, since he went to the Beisak, he's not Mitztarf, because he's a Godel, can't be Mitztarf to a Kotel. But here, since he went, that was Tosfos at the top of them. But here, since he went to the Beis HaKfaris, the Gemara is a Baya, since he went to the Beis HaKfaris, maybe maybe it's better. Since he went to the base of the Kvaritz, maybe he's more able to be mitzarif. He's osik b'tzrochi ha'meis. So the Gemara answers, yes, he could be mitzarif, but only teich gimel. Why only teich gimel? Why not teich zayin? Also, we'll say the re. Because he was yodu ba'aveilus. He knew about the aveilus. So some of that, the answer is, we can't have it both ways. We can't have it, going to the Avelus, going to the Beis HaKvaritz rather, is a Maila and a Chisar. If we learn the Gemara, the way Taisus initially read the Gemara, that ordinarily go to the Bayis not Mitztarif. But here the Bayis is, since he went to the Beis HaKvaritz, maybe it's better and he's more able to be Mitztarif. So we can't, that we can't turn around and say, yes, he's Mitztarif, but only Teich Gimel, because since he went to the Beis HaKvaritz, it's a Chisar. Is it a mile or is it a chisar? Is the fact that he's halachal based akvaros, does that make him more able to be mistarif or less able to be mistarif? It can't be both. If it makes him more able to be mistarif, then it should be enough toich zayin. If it makes him less able to be mistarif, then what's the buy in the first place? We can still ask. But let's say the Bayis, let's learn Pshat in the Gemara differently. The Pshat in the Gemara is, the Gemara assumes that God of the Bayis is Baman Aderech is Mistar. Is Mistar. Like Taisus Taka holds, like the Rehols. He is Mistar. Derech Bittul, he's Mistar. But the Bayis is, maybe if he went to the basic Kvaritz, Taka worse, maybe he's not Mistar. And the answer is, well, he's Mistar Toich Gimel. So why don't learn like that? The answer is, that would be fine, but then it's not a Shalah about a God of the Bayis. And it's a general shaila. A person comes when a derech is mistarif because derech bitul. But what about if he knew about the avelus before? Is he mistarif anyway? The answer is only if it's teich gimel. So we don't have to talk about gadol abayis. Talk about anybody was holochel beis akvaros and he comes back. Could he be mistarif? Doesn't have the sirif of derech bitul, but maybe he could be mistarif anyway. Yes, he can mistarif teich gimel. The gemara is mashman. It's a gemara only about a gadol abayis. The bayis has to do with the fact that he's a gadol abayis. So therefore, the re has to learn the way the re presents it. He has to learn that it's true, the fact that he went to the basic forest, he's mistarif toich gimel, that's not unique to a gadol abayis. That's true about anybody. Anybody who goes to the basic forest knows about the veil, it's only mistarif toich gimel. But the Gemara talks about a gadol abayis because that's not the subject of the baya. The subject of the baya is the other person who came and didn't find the gadol abayis b'bayis. Is it called that he did find it or that he didn't find? That requires that we talk about a gadol abayis. But for the din of the God of the Bayis himself, the person who went to the Beis HaKvaritz, that he's mitzarif toich gimel, but he's not mitzarif l'acha gimel, that's true about anybody. That's not unique to a God of the Bayis. But that wasn't the subject, lo yalzen udonim. That the Gemara knows. That the Gemara is not asking. What the Gemara is asking is about the acher. Therefore, the Gemara has to set up the case that it's a God of the Bayis. That's Pashup Pshat in the Reed. That's why the Reed needs this complicated Pshat to solve the problem. The problem wasn't so big. The problem initially was, why is it totally in gimel, not totally in zayin? Okay. For that size problem, Bipshutai, we have a simple answer. It's totally in Gimel because he knows about the Avelis. What do we need this whole elaborate shot of the Re? It's totally in Gimel because the person who goes to the Beis HaKvaritz is Gora because he knows about the Avelis. He can't be Botul Gabayo, so he needs the... He could only be Mitzarif, Toich Gimel. He has a more limited time frame. That would be... That's the solution that's commensurate to the size of the problem. Why do Taisus need this... this much more complicated pshat? And the answer is poshut. I think this is mamish poshut pshat in Taisus. If we'll just say that the pshat in the Gemara is going to the Beis HaKvaritz is worse because he knows about the Avelus, and therefore the Gemara says it needs toich, and therefore maybe he shouldn't be able to be mitzarif. And the Gemara is saying, well, he's mitzarif toich gimel, but not toich zayin. Then why mention Gadol HaBayis at all? If you learn like Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, that going to a basic chorus is better because he was also b'tzrochi ameis. And the tzuros of the shmaitzo, the setup of the sugi is, a gadol abayis ordinarily not mitztarif if he comes min aderech. But the shaila is, here we went to a basic chorus, maybe it's better, maybe he is mitztarif, so I understand why it's a gemara about a gadol abayis. Because a regular person is always mitztarif. A gadol abayis is usually not mitztarif. Maybe since he went to the basic chorus, that's better, even a gadol abayis being mitztarif. So I understand why the subject here is gadol abayis. But the re, in order to, but that means that going to the basic chorus is better. If it's better, then it should be Zion, not Gimel. So the Ri has to be mechadish that no, going to the basic chorus is worse. Because he knows about the Avelis, he's less batul l'gabayu. Well, if going to the basic chorus is worse, and yet the Gadol Bayis has its sirf over here, so then we have to say that the Gadol Bayis ordinarily is mistaref. And he's mistaref even here, which is worse, even by basic chorus, which is worse, but since it's worse, it has to be toich gimel. Okay, but we can't make that the subject of the sugya. You can't say that that's what the Gemara is about. That the Gemara knows that a guy that got a Gadol Bayis is mistaref. But the Bayis is, but what about where he went to the basic chorus where it's worse? Because he knows about the Avelis, is he mitzaref then? And the answer is yes, he's mitzaref, but only Teich Gimel. We can't say that that's the sugya, because then why talk about Gadol Abayis? So therefore, the Ri has to do this fancy thing. He has to say, that's true, when going to the Beis HaKlaris is worse, and that's why he needs Teich Gimel, but loyal Zanu Donim, that's not what the Gemara is busy with. The Gemara is busy with, that the Gemara knows a priori. What the Gemara is busy with is what about the Acher who came and didn't find the Gadol Abayis at home? And that's why it's the Gemara about Gadol Abayis. Okay, then Tosfos at the end brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi drops a new bombshell. Yerushalmi says that the whole din that a new teretz, why you need gimel. I mean, Tosfos used the Yerushalmi to give me a new teretz in the Gemara, why you need gimel, why it's totally gimel, not on zay. Tosfos says to Yerushalmi that the whole din that you need bo, motzah, gadol abayis, v'bayis is only toich zayin. But toich gimel, you don't need a gadol abayis. A tzoyer comes and he finds a house full of other tzeirim like himself and there's no gadol abayis. If it's toich gimel, he's mistar. Says Tosfos. So who adin when a gadol comes to the tzeirim? If it's after gimel, he's not mistar. Because now Tosfos is going that a gadol really is not mistar to tzeirim. But if he comes toich gimel, but if it's toich gimel, then he's mistaref because toich gimel you don't need to come to be motzah gadol abayis. So just like toich gimel, you don't need to be motzah gadol abayis. You know, it's just like toich gimel, a tzoyer could be mistaref to a tzoyer, so a gadol can be mistaref to a tzoyer as well because you don't need bo motzah gadol abayis for bayis. Therefore, in Agamar, we're talking about a gadol abayis coming and being mistaref to tzeirim. So it's toich gimel. La'acha gimel, he can't be mistaref. Because the gadol wasn't motzah gadol abayis b'bayis. He's a gadol, he's mistaref to tzirin, that doesn't work. But if he comes toich gimel, then he could be mistaref. Because toich gimel, you don't need a tzor to mistaref to a gadol. So toich gimel, anybody can mistaref to anybody. That's why in Agamar it's totally toich gimel. That's what it says in Tosfos over at the end. Let's read it inside. L'fiza osi shapra filo li b'dehilchaso to osi b'gaitlosu limni b'adaychu. Just like when there's no gadol habayis b'bayis, and it's a tzor to a tzeirim. So the halacha is toich gimel imitztaref, not toich zayin. So who adin when a gadol habayis comes to tzeirim, also toich gimel is mitztaref, but not toich gimel. And the pshat is poshut. Because fundamentally, a gadol coming to tzeirim is like tzeirim coming to tzeirim. There's no bo motzah gadol abayis b'bayis. So this nekud of a gadol coming to a kotel keeps going back and forth in Tosfos. Is he a mitzaref, not mitzaref? In the Ri, he was mitzaref. Now it turns out, no, he's not mitzaref, only like a tzor to a tzor, which is toich gimel. It's not clear to me, lefi this Yerushalmi, how are we reading now the Gemara? Are we still reading the Gemara like the Ri? Or are we now reverting back to Tosfos' original pshat? I don't see my way clear either way to understanding how the Gemara now is supposed to read. Let's see. Nechzianon. Let's try out the size. We have two pshatim in the Gemara. Tosfos' initial pshat. The pshat about the Gadol Abayis. Is he Moimi Moim or not? And then we have the Ri's pshat. The pshat about the Acher. So, let's say, for starters, we're still going with the Ri. So the Gemara about the Acher. The Acher comes, the Gadol Abayis not here. The Gadol Abayis went to the Beis HaKlaris. And the Gemara is saying, well, if the Gadol Abayis comes back, Toich Gimel, and the Gadol Abayis can be Moim Ni Moim, and then the Acher is also Mitztaref. And why does the Gadol Abayis have to come back, Toich Gimel? Because the Gadol Abayis only Mitztaref, Toich Gimel, like the Yerushalmi. So So what's the case? The Golel Bais came back to Teich Gimel. So when did the Acher come? Teich Gimel or Acher Gimel? What? How could that be? If the Acher came to Acher Gimel, then he found the Golel Bais at all? So it has to be, if the Golel Bais, the Maskonis and Gemara, the Golel Bais came back to Teich Gimel, Rabbi Yochanan, the Moinah Yimoyim, the Golel Bais came back, but that's only when it was, the Golel Bais came back to Teich Gimel. So it must be the Acher came back also to Teich Gimel, even earlier, because the case is that the Acher came and the Golel Bais wasn't home yet. And then the Golel Bais came back, but it was Teich Gimel. Well, if the Acher came back to Teich Gimel, then the Acher should be mistaken if there's no Golel Bais at all. The Acher doesn't need a Golel Bais. The Acher only needs a Golel, the Chor, the Kotun, only needs a Golel Bais after Gimel. Teich Gimel, the Kotun, doesn't need to be Motzeh Golel Bais for Bais. So what do you need the whole, what's the whole thing? Holo Golel Bais to Beis HaKvaros. Rav Yochanan says, well, if the Golel Bais went to Beis HaKvaros, and the cotton comes to Teich Gimel, and the Golel Bais comes back to Teich Gimel, then the cotton is mistar. Why can't the cotton tell the Golel Bais that I don't need you? I'm coming to Teich Gimel. Teich Gimel, I can mistar to the other Tzirim over here. How the reach pshat's not going to work? Okay, so let's say maybe now we're jettisoning the Ri. After all, Tosis only created the Ri to solve the problem of Gimel. That was the Hemshech HaTosis. Tosis created the Pshat of the Ri to solve the problem of Gimel and Zion. Why is it Gimel and not Zion? Now we have a Rishami. Tosis said, now we have no problem. Okay, so we can throw the Ri overboard, and we can go back to our original Pshat. What was our original Pshat? The Shaila is about the Godel HaBayis. The Godel HaBayis himself went to the Beis HaKvaros, and now he comes back, and he wants to be mistarf to the Bnei HaBayis. And the Shaila is, could he be mistarf to the Bnei HaBayis or not? And the answer is Teich Gimel he could, because Teich Gimel anybody can misarve to anybody. So I don't understand. So why is the case only by Halacha Beis HaKvaros? Why can't the case be any time a Godel HaBayis comes min aderech? Ordinarily he's not misarve because the Godel is not misarve to a Kotlin. But here it was Teich Gimel and he's misarve. Why is it only a Bayi Bad Bombay? Why is it only by Halacha Beis HaKvaros? In all the other pshatim we needed Halacha Beis HaKvaros, I understood why we needed it. In Rashi's original pshat, Tosis's original pshat, we needed Halacha Beis HaKvaros because a Godel HaBayis ordinarily is not mitztaref. But here, since he was Halacha Beis HaKvaros, Osuk B'tzrochei HaMeis, maybe it's better, he's more mitztaref. In the Reish Prat, I understand why we needed Halacha Beis HaKvaros, because the whole Baya is that Na'achar comes, you lay Motzeh Godel HaBayis B'Bayis, but the Godel HaBayis was Shaykh by Avelis, Yod by Avelis was Shaykh book, because he was in the Beis HaKvaros, so maybe it's Kamand Avi B'Vesik. So that's why it's a Gemara about Halacha Beis HaKvaros. But now it turns out that a Godel HaBayis can be mitztaref to a Kotlin, that a Godel HaBayis ordinarily is not mitztaref to a Kotlin at all, because a Kotlin has to be Motzo Godel HaBayis B'Bayis. Who's the Godel HaBayis going to find at home? He's never going to be Motzo Godel HaBayis B'Bayis. And Teich Gimel, a Tzor can be mitztaref to a Tzor, a Tzor can be mitztaref to a Tzor, a Godel can be mitztaref to a Tzor as well. So the Gemara, and that's the subject of the Gemara. Yibayu, Holach Godel HaBayis B'Basic Chorus, he's a Godel HaBayis, how could he be mitztaref? And the answer is no, it's Teich Gimel, anybody can mitztaref to anybody. So why bring in the Beis HaKvaros? Why can't just go with the old Gemara, the same as the Gemara before? Bomin Aderech, Bomin Mokim Karv, Godel HaBayis came in Mokim Karv, can he be mistarif? He's not Motzeh Godel HaBayis, but Teich Gimel, he could be mistarif. So I don't see exactly, I don't understand how the Yushalmi, Tosis makes it sound like once he has the Yushalmi, now the Gemara is good. So I don't chap how the Gemara is supposed to read it in the light of this Yushalmi. I don't have a text. Yeah. How are you on for him? Finally, the last Tosis. Tosis brings a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, ordinarily the din is, like we saw in Agama, Rava says, that when they sent the mace off to the Beis HaKvaros, and some people remained behind, so the people who remained behind, the Meina from Mishiach's Rupneim, Mishiach's Rupneim. And the ones who go off to the Beis HaKvaros, they're Meina Mistimas HaGadol. Says the Yushalmi, if the Godel HaBayis went off to the, was by the Stimas HaGadol, then even the people who remain behind are Meina from the Stimas HaGadol. And conversely, if the Godel HaBayis remains behind, then even the people who go off to the Beis HaKvaros are Meina from the beginning, but with, together with the Godel HaBayis. Yushalmi says, Kan v'kan l'chumra. Who is Machmir? So Tosfos asks, what does it mean what was machmir? That's not always a chumrah. Sometimes it's a kula. If you're telling me that if the God of the Bais remain behind, and even the people who go off to the Beis Olam are minor from the beginning, together with the God of the Bais, that's a kula, not a chumrah. So what does Yishami mean that we always go to chumrah? So Tosfos explains. The Rosh Chai is implicit in the Rosh as well. Doesn't spell it out as much. Tosfos explains what it means is that if the God of the Bais, let's say, remained behind, and the other people, they went off to the Beis Olam. So of course, the people who went off to the Beis Olam, they're minor 7 days from Stimus HaGolah. What the Yishami means when it says that they're minor from the beginning together with the God of the Bais means a chumrah that they have to start the Avelus together with the God of the Bais, the Chvodesh of God of the Bais. They have to begin conducting being noyeg Avelus from when the God of the Bais began being noyeg Avelus. But they have to continue till 7 days after the Stimus HaGolah. And then presumably the reverse is also true. If the God of the Bais goes off to the Beis Olam, I don't think Tosfos doesn't say Beferish, but presumably if the God of the Bais goes off to the Beis Olam, so the Yishami says, L'chumer, everybody's minor with the God of the Bais, but when do they start being Noyeg Avelus? They should start being Noyeg Avelus Miyad. I guess the Pesachim don't say this way, but the way Tosfos presents it, if the idea of being minor with the God of the Bais is a Chumrah, it's L'chvodesh of God of the Bais, just like when the God of the Bais is here and they went off to the Beis HaKvaros, when it says they're minyan with the God of the Bais, it means the Chvodesh of God of the Bais, they start with the God of the Bais, but their minyan is really 7 days after the Stimus HaGolah. So what if it's the other way around? The God of the Bais was by the Bais, went to the Stimus HaGolah, and they remain behind. So also it says they're minyan with the God of the Bais. That should mean the same thing. They're minyan with the God of the Bais, the Chvodesh of God of the Bais. They would be finished earlier, but L'chvodesh of God of the Bais, they have to go later. But when do they start? They should start right away. It may be other pshatim in this Yerushalmi, but the way Tosfos explains the Yerushalmi, that's how it ought to come out. I have a raya that this is true in Shitas HaTosfos. And maybe it's a raya that it's not true according to other Yerushalmi. The Rishonim have a kasha. How does this Yerushalmi shtim with our sugi altogether? In our sugi it says, Bain, according to the Tosfos' original pshat, Bain, according to the Rish pshat, L'mais, it says in our sugi, that when the God of the Bais goes to the Beis HaKvaros, and he comes back to Toich Gimel, so he's Moinei Moin, he's Mistarev to the Bnei HaBais. He takes on their minion. In the Yerushalmi it says that when the God of the Bais goes to the Beis HaKvaros, he didn't come back. He went to the Beis HaKvaros. He was there by the Stimus HaGolah. So the people who are here are minor also from the Stimus HaGolah. So I don't get it. He goes to the Beis HaKvaros. He starts to be minor from the Stimus HaGolah. The people who remain behind now are also minor from the Stimus HaGolah because they're minor the same as him. Now he comes back and says, well, if he comes back to Gimel, then he takes on their minion. What do you mean takes on their minion? Their minion is his minion. He was minor from the Stimus HaGolah. They were also minor from the Stimus HaGolah. So how is he mistarif to them? I mean, even if he is mistarif to them, but their minion is identical to his minion because they began also from the Stimus HaGolah. The Rishonim asked this. So some Rishonim say the Rosh Lamashul, because of this problem, the Rosh learns a whole different Shat in Agamar. That we're not talking about where the God of the Bais went to the basic forest to bury the mace and he's starting at a different time. No, the God of the Bais was here from the beginning and they started all at the same time. And then in the middle, the God of the Bais went to take care of the Matseva, and an Acher came, and that's what the subject of the Sugya is about. But it's nothing to do with the Yerushalmi. The Rosh of the Yerushalmi is a different case than the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about where they all started together, and the God of the Bais went off and took a break in the middle to take care of the Beis Olam. And then the Acher came, and that's the Sugya. It's called God of the Bais, Bebais, and that. But Lagabi, the Minyan, that's the Yerushalmi. The Minyan is wherever the God of the Bais is. That's the Rosh's Mahalach. Okay, that's not Tosfos. Tosfos learns that Holoch God of the Bais, the basic chorus means God of the Bais went for the Kvura and he wants to come back and be Moinei Moim. And then we say Toich Gimel, he's Moinei Moim. Other Rishonim, there's a Mordechai, talks about this. The Mordechai says that it's different kinds of cases of a God of the Bais. There's a God of the Bais who lives in this town and he goes off to the Beis Olam. So he schleps everybody along with him. They're all Moinei with him. And then you have No, Shah, the other way around. The Bavli's talking about a Gadol Bayis who lives here. He went to the Beis HaKvaros. So then he comes back and he's mitzarif to their minion. They're not mitzarif to his minion. He's mitzarif to their minion. The Yerushalmi's talking about a Gadol Bayis who lives in a different town and there's no Havamin that he's ever going to come back. No, it's the Bavli's talking about where he might come back. Where he might come back and they have their minion. They don't go with the Stimus HaGadol. Fakir, he may come back and be mitzarif to them. And the Yerushalmi is talking about where the Gadol Bayis lives in a different town and the burial was in a different town and the Gadol Bayis is never going to come back over here. So then the Yerushalmi says they're mining with him over there from the Stimus HaGadol. And it was different cases of Gadol Bayis. The details are complicated and we're not going to worry about it for now because we're learning Tosis. But again, Tosis has no zecher of that. It doesn't sound like a Tosis that the Yerushalmi is a different case of Gadol Bayis. Mashmah, it's the same case of Gadol Bayis that we're talking about in our sugya. So what's Hakadav Shah? It doesn't make any sense. How do we learn Agamar? The Gadol Bayis goes to the Beis HaKvaros, he comes back to Gimel, he's Moinim. What do you mean Moinim Mohem? Moinim Mohem. They're Moinim with him. They're also being Moinim from the Stimus HaGadol. So I think this is a bigger Aglayim Ludovar to what I said before. That Tosfos Shita is just like Tosfos holds, that when the Gadol Bayis remains behind and the people go off to the Beis HaKvaros, their real minion is from the Stimus HaGadol. They're just minor from the beginning, l'chvoydu shel Gadol Bayis. So hu adin lehefech? The people who remain behind, and the Gadol Bayis went off to the Stimus HaGadol, and the Yerushalmi says they're minor from Stimus HaGadol, that means their real minion is from now. They start the Avelus now, and their real 7 days is from now. And they have to be noigd in the Avelus right now. It just means that even when their Avelus ends, and the Gadol Bayis still has another few days to go, so then l'chvoydu shel Gadol Bayis, they're minor with him. But that's the l'chvoydu shel Gadol Bayis, that's not their real minion. And therefore, when the Gadol Bayis comes back, and he comes back to the Bayis, what's their real minion? Their real minion is from the Chazaras Panim. His real minion is from the Stimus HaGadol. When the Gadol comes back, then he's talking mitzarif to their minion, and he's minor with their minion. And then they don't have to worry about Kvodesh Shul Gadol Bayis, because he was mitzarif to them. He says he brings the Tosfos Rav. Tosfos Rav says, Ashas Einu Mechalek B'kach. He doesn't say that the Agamar is against it. He says, we don't find these Chalukim in Agamar. Yeah, but also, he doesn't take it from the Gemara of Halachot Olabayis, the Beis HaKvaros. He takes it from Rava. Rava said, you count from now, and those who go to the Beis HaKvaros go from Yishe Yishtim HaGoylo. And it doesn't sound like there's any difference where the Gadol Bayis is. V'chein aminug. And then he brings the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi does have chilukim, and he's ashash shalonu einu mechalakin. I think he means ashash shalonu mechalakin means rova to b'nei mechayzo. No, rova to b'nei mechayzo. In the Agamar it says that the people who go off to Stimus HaGadol, the people who remain behind count from now. And rova to b'nei mechayzo, it's not mashma. That he made an exception when there's a Gadol Bayis involved. So Tosfos Lechatchila says, in Agamar, so just what it says in Tosfos, is that he brings the Rav of Meimach Chayza, and he says, it doesn't sound like there's a Chiluk in the Gadol Bayis. That's what the Dibur HaMaskil is. He says, doesn't say any difference here about the Gadol Bayis. V'kacha Minug. The Yerushalmi says there is a Chiluk. And then he says, V'Tosfos Arav Pirish, meaning it could be that's not true. Maybe we could say that the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi, even though it doesn't say. But the Tosfos Arav says that the Bavli doesn't mention it. The whole thing's around the Rav of Bnei Mechayza. Why didn't the Bavli mention Rav of Bnei Mechayza? Just as a rule, those who stay here are Mishiach Ziru Pneim. Those who go away, it's Mishtimus HaGadol. So maybe the Bavli doesn't mention that there's a difference about Gadol HaBayis. In the Yerushalmi, it does say such a difference. The Minhag maybe is not like the Yerushalmi. Tosfos HaRav says, it's just the Tosfos HaRav. Not like, you know, Mukhuk from the Gemara. Tosfos HaRav says the Agamar is not Mechalakach. Agamar doesn't mention it. Why doesn't he say much stronger? It's Mukhach and Agamar Lehefech. Before Rav Elum Neim Achayza. From the Sugya of Halach Gadol Bayis, the basic chorus, it's Mukhach, the opposite of the Yerushalmi. Tosfos is much weaker than that. He waits to the Dibur HaMaskil of Rav Elum Neim Achayza, and he says, Agamar doesn't mention the Chilukim of the Yerushalmi. So, and it's just the Tosfos HaRav, like a quote. But Tosfos HaRav pierced that Ashash Lanoin Mechalakim. Not that it's Mukhach, not that there's a Raya Brewer from the Gemara against it. So it's a silent place if we could be medayik from the silence of Rav Elumnei Mechayza. Since Rav Elumnei Mechayza didn't mention the Yerushalmi's Chiluk, is that a diuk that the Bavli really doesn't have the Yerushalmi's Chiluk, or maybe it's not a diuk? That's what the Tosfos is revolving around. Why do you ignore the fact that it's mukach in Agamar? It's the Yerushalmi's mamish against Agamar. The Tosfos is no steer between the Holoch Gadol Abayis the Beis Hakfaris and the Yerushalmi. There's no steer. And Tosfos Lishitosim learns up that the whole din of the Yerushalmi is only the Chvaydish of Gadol Abayis. And when it says Kan Lachan Lachumer means the Chvaydish of Gadol Abayis the Machmir. So there's no kasher from Agamar. So maybe it's Taka Maduik. The Rishonim will say that there is a kasher from Agamar. Maybe they Taka hold that the Yerushalmi is not just the Chvaydish of Gadol Abayis. That's mamish. That's really the real minion. And when it says that we always go lechumra, maybe they're not like Tosfos. It means that we only are follow the God of Abayis, and it's in the case of lechumra, we don't follow him in the case of lekula. Tosfos learns it means that we follow the God of Abayis in both cases lechumra. You have to look in Rishonim and the other Rishonim how they say it, how they quote the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said, "What's the lashon of the Yerushalmi?" Rav Yaakov b'shem Rav Yosi l'chumrin. The Rosh quoted it a little bit differently. I think the Rosh quotes it. Yeah, it's two different gersoys, Taka. Tosfos' gersoy in the Yerushalmi is Ma'al lechumran Shema ha'ya godol ha'mishpacha kan Eilu shekan moinu mishiyot sameis Ve'eilu sheshom moinu mishinistam ha'goylo Godol ha'mishpacha shom Eilu ve'eilu mishiyistam ha'goylo. So in Tosfos' gersoy in the Yerushalmi says that if the godol ha'mishpacha, that the chumran means Im hoye gadol mishpacha kan, elu shekan mayne mishiyot hameis, ve elu sheshom mayne mishenistam hagoylo. Yeah, I don't think the girsa matters to it. It's just what's the pshat? The Yerushalmi says mal lechumra. What's the chumra? If the galal mishpacha is here, so then so those who are here are moinah from here, from now. Those who go away, they're moinah from the stimas hagol. If the galal mishpacha went away, then everybody's moinah mishiyistam hagol. So there's two ways we could read the Yerushalmi. You could read the Yerushalmi to mean we're machmir in both cases. In both cases, we follow the galal abayis lechumra. That's the Tosfos read the Yerushalmi. I just bothered. Why is that called? What does that mean? In both cases, we follow the Yerushalmi lechumer. In the case of the Gadol Abayis is here, following the Gadol Mishpacha is not a chumer; it's a kula. And Taisus answers, no. What he answers that even the people who went off to the Stimas Hagoylo, but they start now lechaydish shel Gadol Abayis. So lefi Taisus Pshata comes out that lechumer means that the real minion is something else, but in deference to the Gadol Abayis, they start early. So like I said, then it's very likely we could read the other way around as well. That when the God of Abayis went off to the Stimas HaGadol, it also means that the real minion starts now. But in deference to the God of Abayis, they end late. The other Rishonim may learn the Yerushalmi when it says that lechumran, it means that this din that we follow the God of Abayis is only true in the chumradika case where he went off to the Stimas HaGadol. But in the case where he stayed, then everybody follows him because then it's a chumra to follow him. But in the case where he remained behind, then we're talking not. Then we don't follow the Gadol Abayis, because then following the Gadol Abayis would have been a kula, and we don't follow the Gadol Abayis the kula. We only follow the Gadol Abayis the chumer. It depends on that havana in the Yerushalmi. It could be that it really depends. This has to be thought through, and I haven't thought it through. It could be that it depends. It's really machlekes Ramban and the Rambam if dini avelis are noig before the avelis begins. The shitas Ramban is that dini avelis start right away with the misal. Just that those things that would impede with the kfuras hameis, Chazal waived. Like Ituf and Chalitza Sandal, it's going to get in the way. But all the other Dinei Avelis start right away. Fili Ramban, it's hard to learn. Oh, and the Ram is Chalit. The Ram says no Dinei Avelis start till Lukfur. Maybe Tashmi Shamit, I think. But other no Dinei otherwise start till Lukfur. So feel the Rambam is poshut. Here, there's a special chumrah to follow the Gadol HaBayit to start early. If the Gadol HaBayit remain behind, I understand Tosfos. If you go like the Rambam, I understand this notion that if the Gadol HaBayit remain behind, there's a chumrah to follow the to start early like the Gadol HaBayit. If you learn like the Ramban, there's no such thing as starting early. They start early anyway. Yeah. Well, things have delayed the Kfuru. Why should they be noig? They already sent off the mace. Those dishes for sure start right away. The other chilukim, the man's mechalik between the rices and the rabbanis. Maybe the sfarat chilukim, even the fila ramban. If you learn the Yishami the other way, the Yishami just means that we follow the Gadol HaBayis in the case where he went to the Beis Olam, because then it's a chumra. But in the case where he remained behind, then it would be a kula and we don't follow him. So that's them with the ramban. Then it would be a chumra to follow the Gadol HaBayis. Why is it then a chumra to follow the Gadol HaBayis? Yeah, because they're starting now anyway. And because they follow the Gadol HaBayis, the minyan is going to be later. But right, the Chayla Fila Ramban is easier. Maybe you're right, there may be some chilukim, but the Fila Ramban, the Dini Avelis really start right away. So it's easier to learn the Yerushalmi the other way, not like places. That it, because the Fila Ramban, the Pashtus is, starting early is not a chumrah. They have to start early anyway. And the people who went off to the Stimus HaGolil, the fact that out of deference to the Gadol HaBayis, they're going to start early, what's the chumrah shabayi? Anyway, they have to be like Bnei Avelis. Yeah, maybe it's not Mukhuk. The case of the Sham is Shleif Sandola, Taisus brings Shleif Sandola, Taka, not like Bnei Avelis. I know. Yesli is vayin madaver. I'm not sure if how much this is connected to Rambam and the Ramban. I'm throwing it out. So Elam should think about it. But Kapana, this chesmon I think is what I'm saying is right. That lefi Tosfos, the following the Gadol HaBayis when he goes off to the Beis Olam, or when he remains behind, it means out of deference to the Gadol HaBayis, the noyig dini avelis. But the real minion is their own minion, and that's and therefore Tosfos l'shitos. So he had no problem with the Gemara of Halacha Gadol HaBayis the Beis Hakfaras. The Rishonim do ask it as a stira. The Mordechai, let's say, who asks it as a stira. The Rosh implicitly seems to hold that, you know, he has to learn the Gemara. Well, I don't know, the Rosh doesn't ask it as a kash. He just learns, he says the Gemara, he has his own pshat in the Gemara, and he says the Yerushalmi is not a stira because it's a different Eden. But the Rishonim who ask it as a stira, l'chara, that's a right that they hold, that the following Gadol HaBayis means that that's the real minion. And they had the problem, how does Hashem with the Gemara, but Halach Gadol HaBayis, the basic forest, they have to mechalik different kinds of Gadol HaBayis and so on. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow I want to do the Rosh and on Monday, I want to do the Rosh and the Ramban Mitzvah Shem, and we have to make Aschal and the Shach. I'm not sure how much of the Shach we'll do. I'm not quite sure how long we want to stay on this, but certainly the Rosh and the Ramban, and we'll see about the Shach. I mean, you have to know how the Shach learned. There's a machlokes the Torah and the Shach how to read the Rosh. That you have to see. That for sure.